Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pastor Sheila Hameen show on this afternoon, and we're going to start off with an opening prayer by Evangelist Maybell Edmonds. Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord, eternal God and our Father. We come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you will look upon us, O Lord. Help us to praise thy name, to lift you up, for thou art worthy. You've been merciful unto us, and we thank you for it. Help us today, O Lord. We pray that you look upon every soul that is listening to this broadcast. We want you to touch right now, O Lord. Work a miracle, O Lord, in somebody's life. Somebody needs you, Jesus, to work the miracle for them, Lord. We know you can do it. We know that you are still working miracles. We know that you're able, Jesus, to save to the utmost. We want you to deliver the bound souls, O Lord. Look on those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver, O Lord. Look on those souls that are battling cancer. We want you to touch right now, Lord. Heal their bodies, oh Lord. Mm-hmm. We know thou art a healer. You said in your word, with your stripes, we are healed, and we take you at your word. We believe you today, Jesus. Look on those souls, Lord, that is battling the COVID virus. We know you're able to heal, Jesus. Touch them right now, Lord, one by one and name by name. We want you to heal and raise them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way and let thy will be done. Let your blood cover today, Lord. Make us ever withhold, O Lord. Make us to be what you would have us to be. We want you to touch in a special way, O Lord. Bless, Lord Jesus. Save, Lord. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to be healed. Somebody need a blessing today, Lord. We know that you're yet in the blessing business. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help today, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Jesus, deliver, Lord. We know you're able. We're trusting in you. We are taking you at your word. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our trust is in you, Lord. No other help we know. In the name of Jesus, move today, Lord. Move on the speaker of the hour.
Yes,
send your word. Send thine anointing. Have your way, Lord. Let your word go out. Let it get some soul. In the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. Add souls, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able. We believe your word today. And we thank you in faith. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We give glory and honor to thy name, Lord. We praise thy holy name, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to lift you up in the highest. Help us to glorify you. Help us to be thankful unto you. And bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you go with us, stand by us, lead, guide, and direct our path. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Service is back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer. Pastor Marshall is also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. And on the line, or rather on the broadcast with us on this afternoon, we do have our vice president, Pastor Marshall. God bless you, Pastor Marshall.
God bless you.
And we also have his beautiful companion, Mother Evangelist Janice Marshall, who will be our speaker for this afternoon. God bless you, Mother Marshall.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We also have our general church mother, Mother Lily Tyler, on the line, who is going to read our opening scripture and also give her testimony to the Lord. And I also would like to mention that Mother Marshall is our assistant general church mother, and is nothing like starting the year off with Mother's Advice. So at this time, also we have Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who is here in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. And she will also be singing on this afternoon. So at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Mother Lily Tyler in Camden, New Jersey, of the Headquarters Church.
Praise the Lord. Give honor to our pastor, to our president, and to our Pastor Marshall, and also Mother Marshall, and to our evangelist, Evangelist Silva Hameen, Evangelist May, and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. I do thank and honor the Lord for an opportunity to have a little part in this ministry. I'll be reading with the from the King James Version, Psalm 125, beginning at the first verse. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto them that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Peace shall be unto Israel. And I thank the Lord for that particular scripture, for having a small part of this ministry. The Lord knows the desire of my heart is to be a part of the work for the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for how he brought me this far. I just thank him because God has been truly good to me down through the years. And I thank God even for allowing me to celebrate my 73rd birthday. But I thank God he's been truly, truly good to me. I thank God also when he came to my rescue when I lost my sister. And I thank God for the comfort of the saints that was applied. I just thank God because God is truly good. He's ever merciful. And this word of God that is going forth is a beautiful thing. The Lord has a way of working things out. We plan sometimes, but God has another plan. And I just thank God for his grace, for his constant mercy, for how he saved me in my youth. And he has kept me down through the years with that mind to continue to serve him. And I do desire your prayers to pray for me, saints. Now, back to Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful scripture that Mother read, and also her beautiful testimony, and giving God the glory for his wondrous works. And surely it is the Lord, and the Lord has blessed her down through the years. It's a blessing to see this number of years, amen, with the Lord in your life. Amen. Praise God. Now at this time, we're going to have a selection by Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for everybody on the line, Pastor Marshall, Mother Tyler, Evangelist Maybell, Evangelist Hameen. I'm going to sing this song. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can get you by surprise. You got there in control. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You've got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. It was standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. And now we're here, looking back on where we've come from, because of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you showed. Your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made. We're standing here only because you made a way. Standing here only because you made. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. Performed miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. Performed miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made. We're standing here only because you made a way. We're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. We know
yes.
It was the Lord who made a way. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. He's able to move mountains. He's able to cause walls to fall.
Amen.
And he has done this so many times before. Praise God. And I just thank God. I just want to take this time once again to give a warm welcome to all of our listeners and to thank you once again for your love and your support,
yes.
your prayers.
Yes.
I just
yes.
thank God because this ministry is greatly blessed through our listeners. And I'm grateful to the Lord for you. And on today, we have a beautiful speaker, a beautiful
Amen.
Woman of God, anointed by the Lord, and
yes.
she does not mind letting God have his way in her life. When
Amen.
She opens yes. her mouth, she doesn't mind whatever God wants to say. She will allow God to speak.
Amen.
And I just want you to prepare your heart and your mind to receive the word of God, and ask that you will pray along with the speaker that the Lord's word will have free course. Amen. Because when the Lord sends out his word, it does not return to him void, but it's going to accomplish that for which he sent it out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let us get ready now as I present our speaker in the person of Mother Evangelist Janice Marshall of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. So the next voice you will hear is that of Mother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We truly
praise
give
you.
Praise to God for his unspeakable gift of love. Amen. We honor to, amen, our president, amen, Pastor Jackson, amen, praise the Lord, our vice president, Pastor Marshall,
God bless you.
Amen, our church mother, Mother Tyler, amen, and even to Evangelist, I mean to everyone, all our evangelists, Amen. Everyone that's on the line on today, truly the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I count it an honor as well as a pleasure. Thank God, amen, for his mercy. I thank God for how he allowed us to see another year. Amen. Truly, the Lord is so good unto his people. Amen. That we are grateful. Amen. It wasn't promised. It wasn't nothing that we done so well, but only and by his grace. And his mercy. So many, amen, they got up close to see this year, but they didn't get a chance to see this year. And we are thankful and we are blessed, amen, that God has allowed us to see. Amen. Before we go into the word of God, amen, let amen, go into prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in your Son Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, we thank you for right now, God. We even thank you for this prayer line, God, this ministry. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you look on every soul on this ministry tonight, today. Lord, we pray, God, that you would touch every heart, touch the mind. Oh, God, convict some soul unto repentance.
Yes.
Help someone to see the errors of their way. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name for blessing us, God. We pray, Father, that you send your word. Help me to decrease as you increase, God. Oh, God, give me the words to say. Anoint my lips of clay in the mighty name of Jesus. For without you, Lord, I could do nothing. Let everything be done to your will and your glory, that you will get the glory. For we'll praise you and we'll magnify you and we'll tell of your wondrous works. We ask these and all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We praise God. Amen. Once again, we thank God for the beautiful selection. Amen. That came forth. Amen. Through our own vanity. Khadija, you made a way.
Yes.
And I can say the Lord, he always makes a way. Amen. Out of no way. Amen. I praise him for it. Amen. Amen. Thank God even for the song, opening song, and it stuck with me. It said, I want to be right. Amen. Don't you want to be right?
Yes.
Amen. Don't you want to be able to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Amen. Praise God. I don't want my running to be in vain. All my living to be in vain. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. As we go to the word of God, a beautiful, very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. Coming from the book of St. John, the third chapter of the book of St. John and the 16th verse. As I first stated, a very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. St. John, the third chapter and the 16th verse. And the word of the Lord speaks. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For God so loved the world. Amen. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the 17th verse says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. This is for Jesus coming into the world.
Yes.
That you and I might be saved. Amen. Praise God here. Amen. It said, for God so loved the world. Amen. Not just this nationality of people or this nationality, but the world. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only beloved and begotten Son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That whosoever believeth, that's the key. You got to believe.
Yes, Lord.
As the scripture has said, I know, amen, something I believe, amen, and people ride around with bumper stickers that I believe. Well, what do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus, amen, is the Son of God? Do you believe that he rose with all power in his hands? Amen, because the Bible said the devil, he believed, and he trembled.
Uh-huh.
Amen, but you got to believe it. Amen, according as the scripture has said, you got to believe it like the Bible said.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. But he said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. God wants you to have everlasting life. Amen. The Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life
and have it more abundantly. Amen. He wants us to have life more abundantly. Amen. But he began to say in the 18th verse, amen, praise God, not the 17th verse, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Amen. That's his purpose. He didn't come, amen, to condemn, amen, the world. Amen. But the world through him might be saved. Amen. We like to use a topic, amen. God loves you. Amen. God loves you. Amen. We're living in a time that people feel like nobody cares. Amen. Nobody loves you. Sometimes you don't even hear it from, amen, children. They may not hear it from their parents. Let them know that I love you. Amen. Or this one loves you. Love is of God. Yes. Love is an action word. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. You just don't talk it. Amen. But you do something about it. Amen. And here God proved this love. Amen. He proved it so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to come down through 40 and two generations. Amen. To die. Amen. For a sin-cursed world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Amen. There was no guile found in his mouth. Amen. He knew no sin. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible let us know, but he came down, amen, and condemned sin in the flesh that you and I could be saved. Amen. And we serve a mighty good God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Because we wouldn't give our own children, amen, our own son to die for a sinful world. Amen. Right. But look at the love of God. Amen. Sending his son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. To that we can be saved. Amen. That we don't have to die and be lost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. One thing about it, the Lord Jesus said, no man take it, my life, but I lay it down for my friend.
Yes.
He called us friends. Amen. Amen. When we wasn't deserved to be called a friend of God. But here, as I mentioned, amen, the topic, God loves you. Amen. He loves you unconditional.
Yes.
In spite of what you was and what you was not, amen, he yet loves you. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that one day he looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amen. We all was born in sin.
Yes.
And shaped in iniquity. Amen. But we don't have to remain in sin. Why? Amen. Because Jesus came to save us from our sin. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. And here in the scripture and over in the first chapter, amen, praise God, of John, amen, it was speaking about how there was a man that sent from God whose name was John. Amen. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not their light, but was sent to bear witness of their light. Talking about John. John, amen, he wasn't the light, but he came to bear witness of the light. Amen. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Amen. The word of God said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Amen.
He came to his own. Jesus, amen, began to come to his own, and his own received him not. Amen. Praise God. When they didn't receive him, amen, the Bible said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. When his own didn't receive him, when the Jews rejected, they didn't receive him, he began to turn to the Gentiles. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Amen. We're talking about God loves you. Amen. Praise God. We're living in a time of, amen, evilness and hatefulness. And, amen, when people, amen, just to, amen, kill you just to look at you. Amen. Praise God. But, amen, God, amen, he loves us, amen, unconditional.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And as the Bible, amen, mention that for God so loved the world. He loved us. Amen. He loved us. Amen. When we didn't even love ourselves, we didn't even really know what love was. And you don't really know love until you know Jesus. Amen. Jesus come into your life in the person of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Last time we, amen, came up saying, oh, I love you. Or you may told this one, amen, when you felt like you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you want to tell them, I love you. You didn't really know what love was. Amen. That was just love. Amen. But love is of God, and God is love.
Amen.
Praise God so much that he proved this love. Amen. That he showed his love, amen, toward mankind. Amen. That he came, amen, that to redeem man back to the Father. Amen. Yes. But God loves you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The scripture, amen, says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Look at this love. Amen. John even recognized it. Says, behold. Amen. In other words, look at this love. What greater love. Amen. Over in the third chapter of 1 John, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
Yes.
He bestowed this love upon us. Amen. That we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
And the Bible said, therefore, in other words, now, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Amen.
Amen.
But he began to say, beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Amen.
And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Amen.
For we shall see him as he is. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be like Jesus one day. Amen.
Yes.
We but hold on. We but keep the faith.
Yes.
Amen. One day the Lord is coming back.
Amen.
To gather his jewels. Amen. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen.
Ooh.
Praise God. Amen. Somebody said, won't it be grand?
Yes, Lord.
Won't it be grand?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. One day we're going to, amen, going to be in this world. Goodbye. Amen. We're living in the last days, and we can see that the Bible said, pearl your time shall come. We are already in those times right now.
Yes.
And we thank God, as I foreseen earlier, how the Lord blessed us to see another year, 2021.
Yes.
Amen. I think of the scripture of Paul when he said, forgetting those things which are behind.
Uh-huh.
Yes, 2020, we need to forget those things that are behind and reach forth to those things that are before and press.
Yes.
Amen. Press on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Forget about all what happened or what didn't happen or what could have happened. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. And set your affection, amen, on things on this year. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is, amen, he's a merciful God.
Yes.
He's a loving God. Amen.
Yes.
He's a caring God. That's why the scripture let us know to cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. God loves you, and that's why he wants you to throw yourself on his mercy, on his grace. Why? Because he cares for you.
Amen.
He loves you.
Yes.
Amen. I don't care what you done done or what you've been involved in. Amen. God yet loves you, and he's able to save you from your sin. That's why the Bible let us know to repent.
Yes.
And be converted, that your sin may be blotted out. Amen. You got to repent of your sin. Amen. In other words, you got to be godly sorry. Amen. That you sin against God. Amen. Because as I mentioned, we all was born in sin. And we were shaped in iniquity. Amen. There's no little sin. There's no big sin. Sin is sin. I don't care how you look at it. Amen. We were born in sin, whether you took a drink or not, whether you smoked or not, whether you did this or did that. Amen. We were all born a sinner.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Uh-huh. That's why the Bible required that we must be born again. We had on that sinful nature, but now that Christ has come into our life, amen, we no more the same. That's why the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
All things are passed away. And behold, in other words, look, all things become new. God will make you a new creation.
Yes.
He'll make you all over again. Amen. The thing that you used to do, you don't have a mind or the desire to do anymore.
Yes.
Amen. The places that you used to go, you don't have a mind to go anymore. Amen.
Amen.
The things, amen, that you indulge in.
Yes.
Maybe the midnight ramen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, whatever sin that you were doing. Amen. You don't have a mind to do them no more. Why? Because of the change that Christ brought into your life. And only God can do this. Amen. You cannot do it of minute making resolutions. Amen. What they want to do and what they expect in this year.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But my Bible let me know it's better not to make a vow than to make it and break it.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. They have intention. Amen. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this resolution, and I'm going to do such and such and thing.
Uh-huh.
Amen. A lot of times they find out they don't have the willpower
yes.
to keep uh-huh. the vow that they made. Amen. Uh-huh. Praise God. Amen. But God loves you,
yeah.
and he cares
yeah.
for you. Amen.
Yes,
look
yeah.
at this love. Amen. I said, look at it. Amen. No greater love than this. Then a man will lay down his life. Jesus, he laid down his life for you and I.
Amen.
Amen. Praise mm-hmm. God. He said, no man taking my life, but I lay it down for my friends. Jesus did all of this for you and I. Glory be to God. Amen. And look, amen, how people now are doing him. Amen. Some, amen, praise God, feel like they don't need Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They feel like they got everything. Amen. I got this and I got that. Amen, praise God, but the Bible said, what would it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what, amen, would man give in exchange for his soul? Amen, everything belongs to God. Only things down here only lent to us just for a little while.
Amen.
We can't take nothing with a Joseph that naked came out of my mother's womb,
yes.
and naked shall I return. Glory to God, you can't take nothing with you. Amen. Praise be unto God. Amen. But the Lord, he loves you.
Yes.
Amen. So much so that he wants to save you from your sin. Glory
yes.
to God. Amen. If you don't know him today, in the pardon of your sin, it's time now. As the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And call
yes.
on him
while
he is near. You got to call on him. You can't be ashamed to call on him.
Amen.
Glory to God. I had to call on him one day. Amen. When somebody told me about this man called Jesus,
yes.
that he
yes.
loved me. Amen. Because I was walking around, amen, feeling like nobody cares.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, I know my mom loved me. I know she cared for me. But still, there was a void in my life that was missing. Glory to God. And can't nobody feel that void but the Lord.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. All right. You may try to feel it with alcohol. Uh-huh. You may try to feel it with the drugs or the midnight
no.
remedy.
Yes.
It won't work. Glory to God. But if you come to Jesus, he's satisfied. Glory
yes.
to God. Thank yes. you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
He's satisfied.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. But
uh-huh.
God loves you tonight.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
He loves you. Amen. In spite of. Amen. Praise yes. God. Maybe someone out there. Amen. And they want to know Jesus. They want to get to know him in the pardon
yes.
of their sin. All you got to do, amen, not Lord, that I'm a sinner and
yes.
I want to be saved.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
You got a knowledge. You can't say, well, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Amen. But you got the knowledge that you are a sinner and you need help. Glory to
yes.
God. You know you can't help nobody. Amen. An alcoholic person, you can't help him unless he acknowledges that he needs help.
Yes.
Glory to God. And we were sinners and we were on our way to hell. Glory to God. But one day, amen, God began to send the lifeline.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Somebody
yes.
said he dropped the charges.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God dropped the charges. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
you.
To God. Amen.
Thank
I thank you for it today. Hallelujah. Amen. Only God can do it. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot do it of yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You
Amen.
Can't do it of yourself. Amen. People feel, I used to feel like it. Amen. I get saved when, amen, I get such and such an age. But I'm here to tell you, it ain't promised.
Amen.
Amen. People are leaving here. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The bar is not promised. He
Amen.
Said the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't procrastinate. Don't put off, amen, the day for tomorrow. Amen. Because tomorrow may never come. Glory to
Amen.
God. But the day that you hear his voice, amen, amen, and receive the word of the Lord. Accept Jesus. Amen. He'll come
Yes.
into your life. Amen. He'll feel that void
yes,
that's
Lord.
In your life. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
but amen.
Yes.
I'm talking about God loves you. He loves you.
Yes.
Amen. And he wants you to be saved.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be lost. Amen. Call. Jesus came to save us from our sin. Glory
yes.
be to God. Amen. He came that we may have life
yes.
and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. But like I mentioned, even in his word, Amen. People making even making resolutions. Amen. And they know they're not even going to keep it. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. But here, amen, you come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
You come to him. As the Bible said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and he was willing to give you rest.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Yeah.
For my yoke
yeah.
is easy. And my burden is light.
Uh-huh.
Glory to mm-hmm. God. All you got to do is come. You come to Jesus. Amen. See, won't he work it out? Amen. Maybe that problem, the situation that you're going through. Amen. Maybe the marriage is on the verge. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is able to fix it. He's able to work it out.
Yes, sir.
Whatever
yes.
situation that you're going through, there's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
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 God can do it. He can work it out. He can fix it. Amen. Only if you give it to him. The problem now, we're not really giving it to him. We feel like we can handle it. We can work it out ourselves. Amen. But not so.
Amen.
You can't fix it. Amen. You cannot work it out yourself. It takes the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Jesus will fix it for you. All the
yes.
thing you got to do is just let him fix it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come to him.
Yes.
Amen. Come to him. Amen. Because he's Amen. His ears are open unto your cry. And he's waiting, amen, to hear your armor cry. Glory be to God. Songwriter said, wild up, but thou art calling.
Yes.
Do not pass me by.
Yes.
All you got to do is come to him wholehearted. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
That's why the Bible, as I mentioned, says, speak ye the Lord while he may be found and call on him while he is near.
Amen.
He began to let in the word, says, let the wicked forsake his way. You got to
yes.
forsake your way.
Come on.
And the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord. For he will have mercy, and to our God he will abundantly pardon.
Yes.
God
yes.
will forgive you.
Amen.
Yes.
He will forgive you of your sins.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. He will forgive you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're living in a time of anxiety, and we are living in a time of people, amen, losing it.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Want to make a feel that what's the use?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Want you to, amen, just give it up. Amen. Jump off the bridge or do this or that, but that's not the answer.
Not, yes.
Glory to God. But Christ is the answer.
Yes.
He can
amen.
Work it out. He can fix it for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. You don't have to, amen, take your life.
No.
Amen. You don't have to commit no suicide.
No.
Glory to God. Why? Because Jesus loves you.
He loves you. Yes.
And he wants to save you from your sins. Glory to
yes.
God. All you got to do is come unto him. Come to him.
Yes.
By the blood is running warm in your veins.
Yes,
amen. Why? You have the opportunity, amen, to seek him now. Glory to God. Amen.
Glory.
Because amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're
yes,
in the last
yes.
days.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And we don't know, amen, even this year began, but we don't know whether we're going to be able to see this year out. Amen.
Thank
it's
you.
Not even promised. But somebody said, Lord, help me to take one day at a time.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. That's all we can do. Take one day at a time.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory
amen.
To God. But I reminded in the Bible, amen, you know the story, amen, about Noah preaching. And he preaching and warning the people to come on in the ark.
Yes.
Because one day it's going to rain. But they paid Noah no mind.
Amen.
Glory to God. No doubt they made fun of Noah. You know it ain't rain here. You know, amen, you crazy, Noah.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Maybe sometimes people saying that today. Well, I heard that before.
Yes.
Amen. They told me that Jesus was coming a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But I'm here to let you know he's soon to come.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour
right.
when the Son of Man is to come. But he told us to be ye also ready.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. But no, he had a job to do.
Yes.
He was building the ark, and yet he was preaching and letting them know to come on in the ark.
Yes.
Amen. But they didn't pay him no mind. Amen. Glory to God. But that didn't stop Noah from keep telling them, come on in the ark.
Amen.
And like us today, amen, the preachers are preaching and letting people know, amen, what God required of them, that you got to be born again.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't get into God's kingdom except you have the Holy Ghost. You
yes.
got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It enables you to go back with the Lord. Your good work won't get you in. Yes, it's right to feed the poor. Yes, it's right to do good unto all men. But you got to be born again.
Yes,
Jesus
amen.
Began to tell Nicodemus, verily not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. You got to, amen,
go
have the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
That Spirit is God's Spirit. Amen. It, of a quickening Spirit. It'll make you alive. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But Jesus, amen, begin to let Nicodemus know. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Nicodemus didn't know. Amen. He stole away at night.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God, and came to Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. And amen. He wanted to know, Rabbi. Amen. No man can do these miracles or stuff that I do it except God be with me.
Amen.
Amen. And that's when Jesus began to open up and tell him.
Yeah.
Amen. Not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
You gotta be born again. Amen. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Sometimes, amen, people now, amen, telling people they don't have to have it. Amen.
Right.
They don't have to have the Spirit of God. Amen. All
Come
you got to do to have love in your heart.
Come
if
on.
You don't have Jesus, you don't know love.
Come on.
Glory to God. Amen. But Jesus is love.
Yes.
Love. Somebody sing a song that love is patient.
Yes.
Love is kind.
Yes.
Love is self-promoted when it's genuine.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You have the love. Amen. That God put within you, amen, glory to God. You can love your enemies.
Yes.
You can
amen.
Love those that hate you.
Mm-hmm.
You can love those that lie on you and talk about them and say all manner of evil. Jesus told us to rejoice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
For your name, amen, glory to God. Amen, rejoice. Amen. Praise God because they did it to Jesus and they're going to do it to you and I.
Uh-huh.
They said, oh,
amen.
Amen. They called Jesus Beelzebub. Amen. Glory
yes,
to God. Rinse the devil. Amen. Amen. They smoked and they slapped them. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Took
yes,
all of this. Amen. For you and I.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Who
right.
do no sin.
Thank
glory
you.
To God. But he Amen. Began to do all this. Amen. This is love.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
This is love.
Love.
Amen. He
That's
took
love.
All of it.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
he did
you.
All this for
thank
you and I. Amen. Praise God. But you got to be born again. He
oh,
told
yeah.
Nicodemus,
right.
you must be born again.
Amen.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Got to have.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Somebody said, I want to be caught up in that first resurrection.
Preach, my.
Why? Because mm-hmm. the second, I have no power.
Yes, Lord.
If you
Amen.
Don't have the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to be able to get up. Glory to God.
Amen.
The Bible says, every eye shall see it.
Mm-hmm.
Every knee shall bow. Every
yeah.
tongue shall confess. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of people are going to see him, but they're not going to be able to see him in peace.
Amen.
Why? Because
Amen.
If you're not saved according to the Bible, I'm talking about not, amen, saved according to the word of God, amen, then
yes.
you won't be able to be caught up in that first resurrection.
Amen.
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 Glory be to God. But we encourage the people of God and online, amen, that, amen, that yet Amen. Holding on, yet looking to Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Keep the faith. Amen. That message came at the end of the year. Amen. For us to endure,
yes.
and we gotta go
yes.
through something. We gonna be. We gotta put up. We gotta tolerate. Amen. For the sake of Christ.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to
yes.
God. Jesus did it all for you and I. And we being Christ like, we gonna have to suffer as well.
Amen.
We, amen. Not
yes.
gonna be a flower bed of Eve. It's not gonna be all roses. Amen. Well, we gotta suffer something. Glory
yes.
to
yes.
God. We gotta go through something.
Yes.
The Bible
amen.
Says, amen, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials. That is to try you.
Amen.
That knows some strange thing that happens. Glory to God. Glory, we're gonna be tried.
We're
gonna be amen, amen, talking about, amen, mistreating
yeah.
all of that. But yet, amen, we got someone we can go to.
Oh yeah.
And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Why? Because
Jesus.
He loves us. He
amen.
Cares for us. Amen. He's willing to save us. Amen. From our sin. Amen. And praise God. But as you that don't know God, get to know him. Amen. Yeah. Get to know him. The time if we ever needed the Lord. We sure do need him now.
Now
yes. is the time. Amen. The day is accepted the year of the Lord. Amen. That's why he said the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
Amen.
Don't harden your heart. Amen. Praise God. But let Jesus come on in.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
said let him in. Let him in.
Yes.
Lord, amen. All you got to do is let him in. Amen.
Amen.
And cry out unto the Lord. Amen. He's at a broken heart and a contrite. He will in no wise despise. Amen. You, that heart got to be broken up.
Yes.
That spirit got to be broken. Glory to God. If you want anything from God, amen, you got to come. Amen. As the scripture said, come boldly to the throne of grace. You got to come boldly. You got to humble yourself.
Yes.
Amen. Because you can't receive anything of God. Amen. Being proud and high-minded. Amen. And lift it up.
Amen.
But you got to humble yourself.
Amen.
Throw yourself on the mercy of God. Amen. Just like a person is going to court.
Yes.
Amen. They don't know how they're going to come out.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. But if they throw themselves on the mercy of court, amen, they're able to have mercy upon them. Glory to God.
Amen.
The same way with Christ, you throw yourself on the mercy of God. God will have mercy on whom he will. Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
God, he loves you. He loves us.
Yes.
Amen. He loves us today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Like I said, we're living in a time. Amen. Well, people, amen, they full of hate. Amen.
Yes.
Full of, amen, all, amen, they don't love. Amen. Why? Because Christ is not in their life.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because when you have Christ in your life, amen, you love. Amen. Even though somebody do you wrong, amen, you yet love them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But yet we're living in that time. Amen. Of the last days.
Oh, yes.
Amen, the last day, and Jesus
amen.
Is soon to come. Amen. We encourage you, amen, to get to know the Lord before it's too late.
Yes, Lord.
Before it's too late. The songwriter said, don't let it be said too late, too late. Amen. That's what happened to the foolish. Amen. It was too late. They got back and knocked on the door, but it was too late.
Mm.
They had the same opportunity as the wise.
Yes.
Glory to God. But they didn't have no oil in their vessel. And then the lamp went out. Amen. Praise God. You can't make it off no one else. Amen. You have to,
amen,
the Lord, amen, save you for you. Amen. You got to get saved for a person. It's a personal. Amen.
Amen.
It's not. Praise God that mama can save you or daddy or loved one can save you. Amen. But, amen, you have to come to Jesus for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. But today, amen, God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. Amen. And we as the people of God, amen, we love you. Amen. Praise God. But as the Bible let us know, amen, Jesus said, amen, for God said, I sent not my son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. That's the whole purpose.
Amen.
He coming into the world. Amen. To save us from our sin.
Amen.
Praise God. We encourage maybe some have gone astray. Amen. God yet loves you.
Amen.
Backsliders, come on back home.
Yeah.
Amen. God loves you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God yet loves you. Amen. Praise God. All you got to do is come on back home. Amen. Praise God. Well, yes, because there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that hope is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Glory
amen.
To God. Jesus. Amen. He is the light of the world. Amen. And he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But today, amen, come on back home. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. God loves you.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the word and that which the Lord has given unto me. I pray that you encourage through the message.
Yes, the Lord.
Amen. God let us know that he loved us in spite of what we. Amen. People only love you for what you got, in a sense. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But God is not like man.
No.
Amen.
He's not like man. They love you as long as you, amen, you doing this for them or doing that for them.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. But when you're not able to do it for them, they don't want to have nothing to do with you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Ain't, but he's not like that.
Amen.
Amen. That ain't no love no way.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. But love is of God, and God is love. Amen.
Amen.
We pray that you would encourage through the word of God. Amen. Continue to pray. My strength in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Marshall.
God bless you. God bless you. God loves you. Thank God for his word on today. And
yes.
Word, amen. God knows just what we need. And
amen.
We live in a crucial time now that, amen, that people are under pressure and fears and because things have changed so drastically. Amen.
Yes.
And wherein the message mentioned about people suicidal or thinking about suicide. You don't have to go that route. If
Amen.
You get to know Christ, amen.
Yes.
Surely the word tells us that thou will keep thee in perfect peace. He whose mind is stayed on thee, because you
Amen.
Trusted them. You got someone to look to, amen, when you accept Jesus Christ in your life. Amen.
Yes.
And to the believer, you got someone that you and I can depend on and call on. In that time of distress or high anxiety, we can call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And once again, we thank God for his word. So at this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. Amen. Wherever you are, amen, a safe place where it's not on the highway driving, amen, you can think on the word. And if you want to get to know God in earnestly, amen, you can say you've been trying this and been trying that and reaching out here and reaching out there. Get in touch, amen, with this broadcast. Get in touch, amen, on today. And God can fix your life, complete your life, and begin to work and move for you in your life. Amen. Sometimes family members put tags on us and say, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, or you're not going to be this, or you're not going to be that. But let me tell you something. God doesn't look at us like that. And that's what the speaker would speak on today. God loves you. And if God loves you and can forgive you of your sins, amen. It doesn't matter what others think. As long as God has stepped in and worked and moved in your life and forgiven you of your sins. God bless you. Let us bow our heads and look to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for thy messenger. Ask that you would ever look upon us in a special way. Touch, heal, and deliver. Strengthen on every side. Encourage the discouraged. Lift up the bowed on heads. Lord, we know you got the power, but there's nothing too hard for you. Look on that soul, other souls, oh God, that feel like no one cares, and they're at the brink in their lives. Amen. Contemplating suicide. But God, we come against that spirit right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, stay
in
the
name
the
of
Lord,
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus against you.
In the name of Jesus.
The unclean spirit of suicide. Lord, we know that thou art able. We know you got the power. And you declared, you said you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Have mercy right now, oh God.
Mercy,
we ask of thee, Lord. Move in a special way. And that soul in the family that feels like, oh God, they're about to be put out of the home of their partner, and they feel like no one really cares. Nobody can is reaching out to help me. Lord, let them know right now, God, in a special way, in a miraculous way, that you are right there for them. Before they fall, you are there to lift them up. Bless them in a special manner, God. Look on that family, Lord. Oh God, they've lost the main cog in their life in the behalf of their mother or their father. Lord, you know that you can fill the gap in the void in their life. Move right now, Father, in a special way, God. Move right now, Lord. Some are feeling hopeless. And why should I go? Why should I continue? Glory to God. Nobody seems to care. But, Lord, you let us know today God loves you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because we know that you love us. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you.
Thank you.
And we know that you love us in spite of. Oh my God. Touch right now. Touch right now, Lord. Lord, thy will be done. Thy saving blood come up. Glory to your name. Continue to give and add unto this ministry right now in a special way, God, in some miraculous way. Move, God. Move, my God. For as much as time and space have been taken out to aid and to reach out the souls of men. Move by your spirit. Move, my God. Move, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Have your will, God. Have your way, Lord. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name. We give glory for thy mercy and for thy true sake, because we know you can do it. And we're calling upon thee right now. And Lord, you said in the time of trouble we can call. And God, there may not be trouble for us and in our life at the perfect time, but there's somebody that may be troubled. And in trouble, God, we want you to move in a special way. Move right now, God. Show your hand, Lord. Prove yourself. Make light of us and make yourself known. Glory to God. In that very, very trying time. God, we know you're here. And we know there's none and no one like you. And no one can do it and fix it like you. And we call upon you today, God. We call upon your help. In this last and evil day. Bless continue thy speaker, ever strengthen and anoint her. Bless every soul on the sound of my voice that have heard the word and the message today. Oh, God, you know in your word, oh, God, you said it would return unto your boy. We believe you and we trust you, and we leave it in your hand evermore. We ask that these and all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
And that's what the Lord did for us. Glory to God. Even though we were
sinners and wretches undone, and some of the things we did, Lord, have mercy. God loved us so much so that he gave himself for you and I. And I'm thankful for that. Oh, I tell you, that was a beautiful, powerful message coming to us on today. And I thank God for you, Mother Marshall, preaching under the anointing, giving us the word of God. Glory to God. I'm saying to you, keep preaching it. The Lord has his way. We don't know what God will do. Just keep on preaching in these troubled times that we are living in and to these last days that we are going through. I say we got to continue to preach the word of God. No matter who likes it or who don't like it, we got to do our job. I tell you, the Lord said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Oh, glory to God. The Lord had made a way.
God loves you. I don't care who you are, whether you're saved or unsaved. God loves you.
Amen.
He proved that he loves you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care what you're going through. God still loves you. I don't care what happened in your life. God won't change up on you.
He won't change. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He's not like man. God is not like man.
Soon as you go wrong,
hallelujah, they don't love you no more. Hallelujah. They won't treat you right no more.
Amen.
We've got to treat everybody right.
Amen. That's right.
Treat them right.
Amen.
I don't care what they did. I don't care if they trespass against you. You still got to love them.
You got to preach
the message about that forgiving and about love. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what we all got to do. We all got to do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus did it. We got to do it too. Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't mean to say all of that,
but I just thank God.
Hallelujah.
My heart is shut up, and the message that you preach, Mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He has stirred me up even more.
Thank you, glad about it.
Thank you, Jesus. As long as this is the Lord, I'm thankful.
Amen. Oh my God.
You better do what I told you to do. So we got to do what thus saith the Lord.
It costs our life, and it's costing our life right now.
Amen. Suffering and denying ourselves and going through illness and sickness and every kind of affliction coming on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But we got to go anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody got to lay down their life for the gospel. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Some of us, we're going to go through some things down here, just like
Amen.
The apostles did. They went through it. They suffered. Beheaded. Hallelujah. Jesus had mercy, Lord. They went through terrible tests and trials, beaten. Oh, Lord.
Yes,
Amen. They suffered, but they died believing in Jesus. They died for the word of God. Stephen was stoned to death, but he held on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, forgive them. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
They not discharged to them. Jesus. Now, that's what I call love. Real love. Somebody beating you to death. Hallelujah.
You still love them.
You still pray for them. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what I call real love.
Amen. Stoning you to death in the same way with Jesus. They was killing Jesus, piercing him in his side, had him hanging there on the cross, nails in his hand. But Jesus said, Father, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He forgave them. He forgave the thief, the one that was railing on him. He didn't want to repent. He kept railing on Jesus, but the other one, he repented right while he was on the cross.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So I tell you, I just thank God. I didn't intend to go this way, but I thank God for that work.
Stirred my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Keep preaching the word of God and keep letting the Lord have his way. I believe the Lord will save somebody. And I believe he's working.
Thank you, Jesus. I believe he's moving.
Thank you, Jesus. The word is being spread, it's going out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This one telling that one, and that one telling this one.
Yes.
And they make it another one. And they are calling in on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. And they're listening to the word of God.
Amen.
God is blessing. Somebody called and they said their grandson got a new attitude, got a different attitude. Hallelujah. Since this ministry, said they got a different attitude. And I thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
These words that's being preached, and one of them got laid off the job. Hallelujah. And they called in. And they put their name on the prayer list. And we prayed. And then the next thing I know, they said they got a job.
Thank
you, God. That's what we want. We want souls to be blessed, souls to be saved, souls to be changed.
Amen.
Amen.
We not preaching against one another. We not trying to out-preach nobody. Oh, my God. We
preaching.
Glory to God. Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to your name. We're not trying to beat nobody to death. We just trying to project the word of God. That soul might come in.
Yes,
that word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is blessed. Let us keep on preaching the word of God. And keep letting the Lord have his way. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. That was part two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We had a double hitter today.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. That word is alive. That is Jesus. That's his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise
Thank
God.
You,
he is moving. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
To God.
The word is so powerful. It's so quick. And it's so powerful.
Yes.
Sharper than any
glory.
That togetherness that we used to have when we could meet one another.
and saying the enemy is working overtime to separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
That love that we have to one another, this is what draws others unto Christ. And love comes out. When you're preaching the word, love, even, it comes out. People can feel the love because it's preached in love. People can feel it. They can feel it. So when you know you're preaching the word of God, it's not just words, but the love of God itself is coming out through what you preach. Not just saying the love, because I take it personally, because we are not together like we want to be with one another. The things I've had a need for, the love of God, the love that comes from the saints of God. Because we're separated sometimes, like I say, and the enemy is working overtime to separate us from the love of God. But I thank God for the word of God. Thank him for that love, that personal love that Jesus gave to me, that personal love that he gave, and also the personal love that comes from the saints of God. This is what encourages us. It helps us to go on, the love that we bear to one another. And I just want to encourage Mother, keep preaching the word of God. Keep preaching the word of God. The more is going out than just the words itself. But the actual love of God is coming out through the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Truly, thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through our general church mother. And something she pointed out, which is so beautiful, is how you can feel the love coming through the word of God. As the preacher began to preach, God's love was emanating and going out. And you could feel that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She preached it with so much love. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
That love of God was displayed through the message, and it went all the way out. And I believe somebody out there, I don't know who all, but I know God's love, it reached someone today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I encourage you to embrace it. So we're thankful. Thank God for you, Mother Tyler. Amen. And for being on this radio broadcast with us on this afternoon. And Pastor Marshall?
Once again, God bless you. Thank God for his word. And we know of a truth that it takes the word in a time like this. And we want to encourage you, Evangelist Amin, keep doing what God give you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it may seem like you're spending time in the mud. But let me tell you something, it's not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to do what God gives us, as the Evangelist Maybell was saying. Whatever God has given you to do, you do it.
Yeah.
To the glory and honor of God. And this discouragement time is going to come, but that ain't what we're looking for. We're looking and expecting the love of God to be with us.
Oh, yes.
Man.
And this is why we keep working and keep laboring in a day and a time like this. Jesus knew that these very times would come.
Yes,
Jesus knew it. He warned us. Amen. And he declared and said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, and that is that you have love one toward another. And as Mother Tyler stated, yes, we are not able presently to see one another, but the connection comes through and by the love of God. One and one is two all over the world. Amen. We may go to another country, language is different, and we may not understand each other by language. But because of the love of God, people can feel that.
Yes. Right.
And this is what's important. My mind went back, and amen, as different one was speaking, this is what brought me to Christ, is the love of God.
Yeah.
It wasn't the building. At the time, it just wasn't the people that I seen or just met. Amen. But it was the love of God in them.
Amen.
Came forth and rescued me.
Oh, yes.
And I'm grateful. I'm forever in debt to Christ. Amen. In these last and evil days. This is why I yet continue to push forward. Amen. And be able to aid or assist someone. And as it was stated also through Evangelist May, sure. Amen. Jesus knew the time would come. Amen. Short time, error time. Amen. He knew all of this downtime. He knew sometimes we would fail. But in other words, he said, as he has forgiven us, amen, we should also forgive one another.
Oh, yeah.
So this is why we continue. We don't stop. We're going on to perfection.
Amen.
Amen. So God can complete us in these last and these days.
Amen.
I'm encouraging. Amen. Once again, we want to encourage events, I mean, and Vince Cathedral also. Amen. Keep laboring. Keep putting your time in.
Oh, yeah.
And God has opened up doors.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has opened up doors that this gospel wouldn't be at a stall, but it would yet be able to go outside the walls of just the church building.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we fail to do and continue to labor in those paths that God have opened up for us, God's going to hold us responsible.
Amen.
We can't blame anyone else. So that's where the love of God comes in.
Amen.
Somebody took out time for us, prayed for us, encouraged us.
Amen.
Now we're on the front line, to follow suit to do the exact same thing.
Yes.
We know Jesus did it from the beginning, but there are those that God has put in our path that we could follow, as an example in Christ, to do the same thing, work while it is called day. For we know night coming when no man can work. God bless you. Pray for us. Amen. God bless you. Once again, Evangelist Amin, keep looking to God. Keep trusting God. You said they've given you a couple of hours. Let me tell you something. If you don't put the 15 minutes in, if you're on or however, couple of by yourself, go in the strength of the Lord.
Praise
go
God.
In the strength of the Lord. Don't wait for nobody else. Don't wait for a crowd. No.
Amen.
But go in the strength of the Lord and do what God has given you. God bless you. We love you all.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for our vice president and those beautiful, encouraging remarks coming through him. Amen. It is just a blessing to have him on the line. And we thank God once again for that powerful message coming through Mother Marshall. And, you know, God, he's doing something wonderful. It's a lot of bad things that seem to be happening, but God is making a way. He's opening up ways. And just so that you all would know, I did get the report that this radio broadcast is broadcasting around the world and is exposed to 500 million listeners. So the word is truly going out. Amen.
Amen.
So at this time, we would like to have some announcements, and we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija if she would come on and give remarks and also announcements.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that anointed and inspiringly uplifting word of God coming through Mother Marshall, saying God loves you. And I thank God even for the portion of the testimony that she began to tell, because there are a lot of people that are walking around these days not knowing that there's someone who loves them, and they're looking to fill that void, and they're using all the wrong things and all the wrong people to fill that void.
Yes.
That's there for God, and nothing else can fill that void except for God and his love. I tell you, I thank God for his love, and I thank God for the word. Thank God also for our vice president being on the line and for the encouraging words spoke as well. Thank God even for Evangelist Maybell and the words that she spoke and Mother Tyler as well. And I thank God for all the listeners. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank God for everybody, like I said, being here with us tonight. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title 1 ONE School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title 1 School. Added to the prayer list are missionary Lisa Johnson, Thelma Johnson, which is Mother Lily Tyler's sister, and the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr. Let us remember to pray for the bereaved Simpkins family. Pastor Gary Simpkins lost his mother. The bereaved Tyler family, the bereaved Smith family, the bereaved Tennessee family, the bereaved Calloway family, the bereaved Diggs family, and all the bereaved families. Continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Brenda Edmond, Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, and the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Owen May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria Weston family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, he's in critical condition, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogues and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And I just wanted to let everybody know Christian Temple will not be on teleconference call tonight. I think on Friday I said that they would be, but I was mistaken. They will not be on tonight, but they'll let everybody know when the next time teleconference service will be. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list or anybody else's name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And Evangelist Tommy, do you have that number that they can text us at?
Yes, the number, if you care to text a prayer request, that number is 410-209-7503. Again, 410-209-7503.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn this broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Humming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija giving the announcement. And we thank God once again for each and every one of you. So grateful once again to have our speaker. Just want to encourage you, Mother Marshall, to continue to let God have his way and keep preaching the word of God. Amen. And thank God also for our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., who preached on this morning about holiness.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He preached that we must be holy. Amen. And his topic was, you got to be holy to make it into God's kingdom.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And that's the truth. So holiness is right, and it always will be right. Praise God.
Amen.
So grateful. Thank God for this broadcast. And before we close the broadcast out, just want to know if anyone had anything else they would like to say before we close. But if not, I don't remember hearing the names, Missionary Mac and Deacon Mac. So keep them in prayer, please.
Amen.
Please pray earnestly. Call their names out before the Lord. And
let's keep praying one for another and for everyone who's on the prayer list. And until the next time, we look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. Be blessed. We love you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless.